Today we begin a special series in honor of Black History Month. Each weekday during February, the Jefferson Daily will air excerpts from historic African-American speeches. These are original recordings, so the sound quality may be rough, and the message in some cases may be controversial. But the words of these orators help shape the country. Here's the host of our series, Southern Oregon University journalism professor D.L. Richardson.
Booker T. Washington, the great educator, was born into slavery, 1856, on a small tobacco farm near Roanoke, Virginia. He got his first taste of education when he was assigned the task of taking the books of the farm owner's daughter to school. It was illegal to educate slaves, and he would later say that, "I had a feeling that to get into a schoolhouse and study would be about the same as getting into paradise." Washington, throughout his life, spoke of the importance of education and economic freedom. In 1895, he delivered what would be known as the Atlanta Compromise speech before the Cotton States and International Exposition in Atlanta, Georgia. The speech was one of the most important and influential speeches in American history and firmly placed Washington as one of our great American citizens.
Mr. President and gentlemen of the Board of Directors and citizens, one third of the population of the South is of the Negro race. No enterprise seeking the material, civil, or moral welfare of this section can disregard this element of our population and reach the highest success. I will convey to you, Mr. President and Directors, the sentiment of the masses of my race when I say that in no way have the value and manhood of the American Negro been more fittingly and generously recognized than by the managers of this magnificent exposition at every stage of its progress. It is a recognition that will do more to cement the friendship of the two races than any occurrence since the dawn of our freedom. Now, not only this, but the opportunity here afforded will awaken among us a new era of industrial progress. Ignorant and inexperienced, it is not strange that in the first years of our new life, we began at the top instead of the bottom. That a seat in Congress or the state legislature was more sought and real estate or industrial field, that the political convention or stump speaking had more attraction than starting a dairy farm or a truck garden. A ship lost at sea for many days suddenly sighted a friendly vessel. From the mast of the unfortunate vessel was seen a signal, "Water, water, we die of thirst." The answer from the friendly vessel at once came back, "Cast down your bucket where you are." A second time, the signal, "Water, send us water," ran up from the distressed vessel and was answered, "Cast down your bucket where you are." A third and fourth signal for water was answered, "Cast down your bucket where you are." The captain of the distressed vessel at last, heeding the injunction, cast down his bucket, and it came up full of fresh, sparkling water from the mouth of the Amazon River. Those of my race who depend on bettering their condition in a foreign land, or who underestimate the importance of cultivating friend relations with a southern white man who is their next door neighbor, I would say, cast down your bucket where you are. Cast it down, making friends in every manly way of the people of all races by whom you are surrounded. To those of the white race who look to the incoming of those of foreign birth, strange tongue and habits for the prosperity of the South, were I permitted, I would repeat what I have said to my own race. Cast down your bucket where you are. Cast it down among the 8 million of Negroes whose habits you know, whose fidelity and love you have tested in vain when you have proved treacherous since the ruin of your fireside. Cast down your bucket among these people who have without strikes and labor wars filled your people, cleared your forests, building your railroads and cities, brought forth treasures from the bowels of the earth, helped to make possible this magnificent representation of the progress of the South.
Booker T. Washington giving his Atlanta Compromise speech in 1895. Tomorrow we'll hear the views of Marcus Garvey on freedom.